as I was in the world. I was. Now watch the verb that he's using. I was. Personal pronoun first and then a verb second. I was the light of the world. Now look what he said. Listen to what I said. We got to catch on now. It's time out for foolishness. He says, long as I, personal pronoun, was in the world. Listen to this. Listen to the good. Was in the world. I was the light of the world. It caught it yet?
Yeah.
Then he commissioned me and you and us. Now that I to go back to my father. This is so sweet here. I love this. You ought to be jumping and shouting when God called you to speak the word of God. He said, now that I got to go back to my father, this is what he told everyone else in here. Ye, which means you personally, are the light of the world. And he didn't stop there. He said, you are sitting in a dark place that sit on a hill that can't be hid. Can't everybody see you? If you in Christ, your light gonna shine everywhere you go. Ain't no man can put it out. He might take you out, but your light gonna still shine. Because it's going before God's glory. He said here, we close, we through. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Put off the old man concerning the form of that conversation, which is corrupt, according to deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the what? New man. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is not my word, y'all. Don't get upset with me. This is the word of God. And he went on to say, and I find out sometimes we do this in the church.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Listen to the program of a man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you hear this broadcast. Come right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
And may the Lord keep each and every single one of my father's children here as far as my voice can be heard. Yes, once again, friends, this is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, friends, and there is no failure in God. Yes, my friends, those of you that have that sickness in your body, those of you that have that court case pending, those of you that have those enemies running about you, yes, those of you right now that have no peace in that home, even those of you that have no success in that business, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, those of you that are dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, those of you, my friends, that are saying to yourself, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way shall I go? Write that telephone number down, my friends. That plea that you're making towards the heavens is yours, and all you have to do is claim it. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you not to give up, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God. Yes, friends, you know, many of you know that we have been sending out different types of herbal remedies for those of you that have that heart condition, that problem with high blood pressure, that problem with diabetes, that problem with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism. You know, in the days of old, friends, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, board it, steep it, and strain it. Get rid of that pain and swelling in your body, my friends, so you can get back into the fields the next day or not have that pain and, oh my God, empty some of those pills out of that medicine cabinet. Now, friends, again, that telephone number, I'm here at the prayer line all throughout the day, 404-212-2444, because God is wonderful, my friends, wonderful. Those of you that are writing, get that pencil and paper ready, my friends. Fret not by myself, my friends, for that situation that you're facing. Even if voodoo and witchcraft and hoodoo. Even if you right now are looking at the enemy and that enemy is the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. And you said, oh, dear Heavenly Father, which way do I go? Gee or ha? Oh, my God. Yes, friends, I'm going to pray a testimonial for you and get right back with you. All right, that telephone number down, friends. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy sometimes, you can't remember your own telephone number. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
Well, you were talking last night about your business and how it was coming along.
It's doing much better. It's done better than it has been in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
And your enrollment, how high is your enrollment now? Well, don't tell me how high it is, but it's coming up there.
Right.
All right.
Right. It's on its way to doing a turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
Business.
And then we spoke also about your house.
Mm-hmm. And so far, everything, we were having financial problems with our property.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, two or three pieces of property. But after visiting you, things are much better, and we still have our property.
Oh, that's a blessing there, because you were really in a fret when I left.
Yes, I was very much upset. I was very, very much upset. And who wouldn't be?
Yeah, I know that's right.
Under circumstances like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, so far, it's doing very well, and we're expecting it to close out in our favor.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear that your business is doing good.
Right.
I'm going to get you something else out there. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you one question. What, if I was to ask, if anyone was to ask you about me, what would you have to say? What about how you've come through?
I would say Reverend Gregory is a very sincere person, and he worked very hard to help you out. And if anyone could help you, it would be him. I recommend him.
Oh, God bless you. All right, you don't mind if I record this, do you?
No, I don't care. do you call my name?
No. No.
Oh, my God, my God. Yes, my friends, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down. Friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how many enemies you're facing, those that are dealing with witchcraft and voodoo, those right now that have other troubles around them. Yeah, my friends, even those of you with that sickness, that nature that's on vacation, I want you to write the number down. Now, friends, again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it, my friends, 30321. When you're right, my friends, I'm going to send you a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil. I'm going to send you a cross and a prayer cloth, and I want you to pray that problem away, my friends. Oh, good gracious alive. Oh, some, I'm going to send something to bathe and clean around that home. I'm going to dress around that home. Oh, good God. Call me, my friends. I'm here at the prayer line all throughout the day. Again, that's 404-212-2444. But right now, let us take just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus. You might be praying for someone you don't even know that's on the other side of town or in another county that's having the same trouble you are right now. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Yes, my friends, no matter what you're facing, friends, no matter how long you've had trouble, I want you to know that you too can come through, my friends. That situation can be turned around. All you need is the faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, good grace alive. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia, asking you to pray over everything you do and not to give up, my friends.
My friends, all right, my friends, it's not too late. You still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be had a condition. You don't have to be in a pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony about a woman. Here's another testimony about a gentleman, young gentleman that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was, as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend Gregory. Now, here's the number. Call right now. Reverend Gregory.
Now, again, tell my friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friend, just dial me right back. And I'll be here with you, and especially you that are in need. No matter what you're facing, friends, God can bring you through. Old David got out there with that big uncircumcised Philistine Goliath, and he showed us what faith can do. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom, friends, is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your reach or back down the road where you passed it up, it's something else to go back and get it because someone else already has it. Good God. This is Reverend Gregory asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, for God is yet in the blessing business. Yes, those of you that need that financial help, those of you that have that sickness in your body, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, those of you, my friends, that have trouble with enemies around you, that court case, my friends, yes, that court case, you can be the winner. Oh, my friends, and our time is drawing down. May God bless you, friends. May God keep you. Until we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. Once again, write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Hey, 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 hey. Glorified.
Glorified.
Paid my ransom.
Paid my ransom.
Yes, he did.
I've been redeemed by his blood. Cause of Calvary.
I've been made free.
I've been made.
Despite my enemy, yes I am.
I thank God I'm justified.
Listen. He paid the price for my life and all that was wrong. His love made it right. Now what greater sign can any man show than with his own blood? He made me whole.
He
glorified me.
Glorified.
Thank you, Jesus. He paid my ransom. Yes, he did.
I've been redeemed by his blood.
I've been made free. Thank you, Lord. Despite the enemy.
Listen.
I love this verse. Listen. If my sins had their way, I never would have made it with a debt I just couldn't afford to pay. He came came and saved me. When the enemy said that I couldn't, God said, go ahead, because you're covered by my awesome, awesome, powerful blood.
Oh, I should have been dead
and never kept alive.
And
they were on every side. When it looks
like hey,
God said, yes, you can.
God says, I can.
This is what
and
he won't let
he
you
won't
fall.
Let me fall in the enemy's
hand. I'm just glad to know that God saved me. His grace. His mercy, they watch over me all night long. If it had not been, 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 if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side. Hey, listen, I got some testimonies. Listen, just like Nineveh that was headed for destruction, God stepped in and he said,
not guilt.
You're gonna live and you won't see the day of destruction. Just like Daniel, who was condemned to the lion's den, God said,
not guilt.
You're gonna live.
Yeah.
Just like David, who was dearly beloved in spite of, God said,
not guilt.
Yeah. Hey.
Let's talk about you.
If you be honest with yourself tonight, if it hadn't been for the grace of God, you would have been, you could have been, yeah, listen, hey, to the liar,
not guilt,
to the cheater,
not guilt,
to the deceiver,
not guilt,
even to the believer,
not guilt,
there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, yeah, yeah, hey, some of y'all got it twisted, listen,
not guilt.
You wouldn't have made it. Hey, don't get confused about who kept you. Hey. When the enemy said that I couldn't, God did it. When my haters said that I wouldn't, God did it. Hey, I thought we'd never get out of the poorhouse, but
God did.
I thought we'd never see the White House, but I'm claiming it. Turn around, it's but God, but God, but God, but God. They said I wouldn't, but God. They said I couldn't, but God. They said I should have been dead, but God. They said I should have been sick, but God. They said I never should have made it, but God.